صف سیدھی فرمائیں. اللہ اکبر. الحمد للہ رب العالمین، الرحمن الرحیم، مالک یوم الدین، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والسماء والطارق، وما أدراك ما الطارق؟ النجم الثاقب، إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق، خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب، إنه على رجعه لقادر. يوم تبلى السرائر، فما له من قوة ولا ناصر. والسماء ذات الرجع، والأرض ذات الصدع، إنه لقول فصل، وما هو بالهزل، إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا. فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. الله سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا. فإذا فرغت فانصب، وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Oh. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. برحمتك.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon my most beloved master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again reminding ourselves that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that we have been blessed with the honor of sitting in the masjid and to listen to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Today, inshaAllah, we will be discussing the verses in Surah At-Takathur, which is a Makki chapter. It was revealed during the Meccan period of the life of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To begin, the connection between last week's surah, Surah Al-Asr, and this week's surah is that in Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained and given the warning for what will happen to those people who waste their time. And in Surah At-Takathur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that it is, what is it that leads a person to waste his time like this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that what leads a person to waste his time is greed and competitiveness in amassing wealth in the dunya. One virtue of this surah that we find in prophetic traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, Bidwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, that do any one of you have the ability to recite 1,000 verses of the Holy Quran in one night? So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in explained and said that, Ya Rasulullah, which one of us has the ability to read 1,000 verses of the surah, of the Quran in one night? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that, do any of you not have the ability to read Surah At-Takathur? Which from this hadith, it has been indicated that a person who reads Surah At-Takathur will receive the reward of reading 1,000 verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability also. One other virtue of this surah, and I have heard this from my respected ustadz, the Sheikh Mala Bilal Sahib Daman Barakatuhum, and other scholars as well, that if a person, their beloved or their loved one has passed away, and he wishes to see them in his dream, then he should pray this surah constantly. And if Allah wills, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow this person to see their beloved in a dream. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Moving on with the actual surah, Allah, Rabbus Samawati wal Ard, addresses mankind and he says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. That competitiveness has distracted you until حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ, until you will see the graveyard. The ulama, we find from the sayings of the ulama and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has explained that competitiveness here, at-takathur, means when you compete for more. And Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah explains that more of what? He explains that more of the world, more of the blessings of the world, more wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and distracted from what? So again, the ulama have explained that the love of the world and its blessings has distracted you from seeking the akhirah. And if you do not watch yourself and do not take care of your condition, وَتَمَادَّ بِكُمْ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى جَاءَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَزُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِلِ. That if you do not watch yourself and you do not take care of this condition very soon and very quickly, this condition will stay with you until your death comes. And then suddenly you are entering the graveyard. Again, the ulama, rahimahumullah, have explained here that hatta zurtumul maqabir means when you pass away. And this is the overall majority consensus of the ulama, that hatta zurtumul maqabir does not mean visiting the graveyards. It means that when death comes to you and you are being taken to the qabr, it will be too late. And this is what tends to happen. The way we are wired is that we become distracted. And even though we have the knowledge within us that death is going to come very soon, for some reason we continue to be distracted. It's just the nature of the world that we continue to be distracted and distracted and distracted. How many times do we see old people? I'm not saying that only old people are close to the qabr. All of us can be close to the qabr. We have so many times it happens. The young people are passing away. There was no prior condition, nothing. There's no history, medical history. And suddenly they had a headache, passed away. But how many times do we see that, you know, old people, who have lived their entire lives, but they are still, you know, being competitive. They still want more wealth. This is the nature of humans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this reminder to us. One, on the mention of the Qabristan, one other reminder comes to mind. And our respected Imam Mufti Salih Sahib, I've heard him say this many times as well. When we go to a janazah, when we go to the funeral of an individual, it is a time for ibrah. It is the time to take a lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson. And it is a time to think about death. Like the Shaykh Zakariya rahimahullah has narrated the story of the son of Harun Rashid. When the son of Khalifa Harun Rashid was passing away, he said to his companion, Ya sahibi, la taghtarir bitana'umin, fal'umru yanfadu wal-na'imu yazulu, wa idha hamalta ila al-quburi janazatan, fa'alam bi'annaka ba'daha mahmulu. He said, Oh my companion, la taghtarir bitana'umin, do not become deceived with the dunya, with the blessings of the dunya, for age will finish and blessings will also finish. And when you carry the coffin, when you carry the casket to the qabr, fa'alam bi'annaka ba'daha mahmulu, understand and know that you will also be carried. So when we are attending the janazah, it is a time for us to think, now one day I am going to be carried as well. And what have I prepared for this moment? Yet we find so many times, countless of times, we find the people, you know, the person is being buried, or we are waiting in the prayer room for the janazah to come, and people are laughing and joking, people are on their phones. The person is being buried, and someone's talking about business here, someone's talking about, you know, we need to sell this, we need to sell that. Oh, how did this stock go? This stock gone up, down. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and give us the ability to take lessons during these moments. The ulama regarding at-takathur have mentioned a few different opinions. The first opinion is, as I've mentioned already, it means to compete in gathering and amassing wealth. The second opinion is that it also has a meaning of pride. That at-takathur huwa at-tafakhur, that I have more wealth than him. And other narrations have mentioned that not just wealth, but also people have pride over land, and people have pride over children, that, oh, I have this many children, he has less, I have more money, this is my bank account, etc. And the third opinion is to earn money in haram ways. That the greed for wealth has become so much that even halal and haram doesn't matter anymore. You know, there are so many haram, easy haram ways we can make money. Interest-based deals with the banks. We can easily buy a few properties, put them on rent, pay the interest off, an easy life. So this greed destroys the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. We already mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here means death. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that حَتَّى يَأْتِيكُمُ الْمَوْتِ أَيْ شَغَلَكُمْ التَّفَاخُرُ أَلَى النَّسَبُ وَالْمَالُ وَالْأَوْلَادُ وَالتَّكَاثُرُ. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this surah, that this will continue, this destructed condition will continue until death comes to you. And you have wasted your entire time being distracted by the world, by your pride over your families, your social statuses, your wealth, your children, until death comes, وَأَخَذَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ, and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. In one other hadith narrated on the authority of Abdullah ibn Shikhir radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that Ataytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa kana alayhi salatu wa salam yaqra'u alhaakum at-takathur wa yaqul. He was saying that my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was reciting this surah alhaakum at-takathur wa yaqul. And he was saying, Yaqul ibn Adam, mali, mali. He says, the son of Adam, mankind, they say, my wealth, my wealth, mali, mali, my wealth, my wealth. وَهَلَّكَ مِنْ مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ. And what do you have from your wealth? What truly belongs to you from your wealth? You think it's your wealth. وَهَلَّكَ مِنْ مَالِكَ. What truly belongs to you from your wealth? إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ. Except for that which you eat. And it finishes. أَوْ لَبِسْتَ. Or you wear it, and then a time comes when them clothes become worn away as well. أو تصدقت فأمضيت. Or except for that wealth, you make sadaqah of it, and then that is sent to your akhirah. That is truly yours. That is truly yours. The rest, in another hadith, it goes on to say that the rest is tarikhun للناس. It will be left. And the people will take you. And we see so many times, you know, millionaires and billionaires, they spend their whole lives amassing this wealth. They go, they pass away, and then the children will take it, every single penny of it. They will take every single penny of it. And except if they spend some of that and send the reward to you, you might take the benefit from it. But this is it. Your children will take and spend and enjoy every single penny of it. So many times we hear stories where a person amassed wealth all their lives, and then they pass away, and then suddenly the wife, they get married to someone else, and that someone else is spending all their wealth. So this is the halat, this is the condition of the dunya. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla, and here Allah mentions the word kalla three times. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Kalla law ta'lamuna ilma al-yaqeen. So kalla means most definitely not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeated this three times to emphasize the point. And what does this mean, most definitely not? So the ulama have explained that here Allah is saying most definitely not, meaning most definitely not, the world is most definitely not worthy of distracting you. And the akhirah is most definitely not worthy of being forgotten. Allah is saying that do not be distracted by the world, it's not worth it. Do not be distracted away from the akhirah, it's not worth it. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever desires the harvest of the akhirah, we will give him. And whoever desires the harvest of the world, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا, we will give him from the world. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. And he will not receive anything in the akhirah. It's just not worth it, simply because the world is very, very, very temporary. And the akhirah is infinite. The akhirah is forever. Why should we sacrifice something that is forever for something that is simply temporary? Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Allah says most definitely not. Sawfa ta'lamun. Soon you will know. Thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Then again, most definitely not. Sawfa ta'lamun. Soon you will know. Kalla, most definitely not. لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. If only you knew with most definite knowledge. If only you knew with most definitely knowledge. So here is half a sentence. لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ. If only you knew with most definite knowledge. This is a part of this. So normally in Arabic, you'll have if and then so. So for example, it's called شَرْط and جَزَاء. So for example, if you do this, you will receive this. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama say that the full sentence is لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ لَمَّا أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. That if you knew with definite knowledge, competitiveness would never distract you. Meaning that if we knew what the situation was going to be in the Akhirah, then this dunya would have no hithiyat. This dunya would not be able to distract us because we have already seen what's in the Akhirah. Here, Mujahid Rahimullah, a great Mufassir, he says that when a person passes away, the first thing that will speak to us is the grave. And the grave will say, I am a house of strangeness. I am a house of darkness. I am a house of worms. This is what I have prepared for you. So what have you prepared for me? Meaning that what a'mal have you done in the world that will prepare you to enter me so that I may become a garden of paradise for you? Or have you sinned that much that I will be commanded to turn into a pit of hell for you? In one hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the authority of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, that لو كان لابن آدم واد من ذهب لا حب أن يكون له واديان ولن يملأ فاه إلا التراب ويتوب الله على من تاب. My Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said, if Ibn Adam had an entire valley of gold, he would like to have another full valley of gold. ولن يملأ فاه إلا التراب. His mouth will never be filled. Meaning he'll always want more. He'll always want more. إِلَّا التُرَاب, except for the soil of the grave. Meaning, it could be meant literally, that when he dies, you know, you're in the ground now, and then the soil, and you'll be covered, your mouth will be full. Or it could also mean that death. Death will end. Death is حَازِمُ اللَّذَّات. It is the cutter of all desires. It is the end of all desires. That it will be death that will stop him. And it's the nature of humans that we very quickly become accustomed to our surroundings. For example, if we are earning £20,000 a year, we always have that within us that I wish I could get a promotion, then I'll be on £30,000 a year. And if I'm on £30,000 a year, then I can pay my house off quicker, I can go on more holidays, I can do X, Y, and Z. Allah makes it happen that he gets the promotion. He gets £30,000 a year. And the first few wages that come in, you know, he's really excited by it. It's getting so much more money. But very soon, within 6 months, 7 months, we become accustomed to that. We become used to it. Then we start looking more. I wish I could get another promotion and get £40,000 a year. And then, you know, like the example I give to my students, we see footballers, £300,000 a week. End of the season, they're negotiating for higher contract. £300,000 a week, what contract? You want £400,000 a week. Yeah, we see it all the time. It's so common, they're negotiating better contract. Allahu Akbar. How much more money do we need? How much more money do we need? It's the reality of the dunya. The hadith that I just recited regarding the valley of gold, Allah, the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite these with the verses of Al-Hakum wa Takathur so much that we thought that these verses were part of Al-Hakum al-Takathur. Until Al-Hakum al-Takathur was actually revealed, then we realized that no, actually it's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explaining this surah, and Al-Hakum al-Takathur is actually separate. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so we mentioned about Ilmul Yaqeen. Ilmul Yaqeen. Ilmul Yaqeen, what is the meaning of Ilmul Yaqeen? And inshallah I'll finish on this. One thing is Ilm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Sawfa ta'lamun, soon you will know. Thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun, and then soon you will know. So one thing is having knowledge of something. And then another thing is actually seeing something. In Arabic, there's a very famous saying, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَايَنَةِ. There is no news such as seeing something yourself. You can have all the evidence in the world, but when you actually see something, that's truly when the penny drops. It happens to us many times. We hear of a very close friend or a very close family member passing away, and we're a bit shocked, but it's like, you know, and then you go and then you see the body, and then it hits you. Then the reality comes over you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. That here you have been given evidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about Jannah. Our teachers have told us about Jannah and Jahannam. It's knowledge, it's knowledge, it's knowledge. لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ. عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ here means Allah is saying that when you pass away and then the Akhirah opens upon you, that's عِلْمُ الْيَقِينِ. When you are actually seeing it yourself, then you will realize the reality of it all. And the ulama gave an example of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that when he was on the mountain of Tur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that your people have gone and started to worship a golden calf. So he was angry. But then he came down and then he actually saw the people worshipping, and it hit him even harder, where he had the Torah in his hand and he dropped it. Because it was too different. One thing is ilm, that Allah has told him that this is what your people are doing. And then the second thing is when he actually saw what was happening, then he... the reality, you know, the penny dropped over there. And this is Allah saying that ilmul yaqeen is when you go to the akhirah and you see Jannah in front of you, you see Jahannam in front of you, that's when, you know, the reality of the situation will hit. Lastly, Abu Bakr al-Warraq said that yaqeen is of three levels. Knowledge is of three levels. Yaqeenul khabar, someone gives you news. Number two, yaqeen al-dalala, someone gives you evidence with that news. And then, yaqeen al-mushahada. And the third is the highest and strongest, is when you actually see something yourself with your own eyes, then there's no doubt left in that. Inshallah, there are a few verses left, but the time has finished. Inshallah, next week, we will complete the chapter of Al-Hakum al-Takathur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to live our lives in the correct manner, according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us from being distracted by the dunya, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to concentrate on the challenges of the world and to concentrate on the favors and the rewards of the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from his close and special servants and give us close proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. آمين يا رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت